With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I've got comedian, author, so many strings to this man's bow. Colin O'Regan is here.
Imagine more there on fire. Yes.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Good to see you. I do see you a fair bit because you have a podcast, which I think we'll talk about in a little while.
Of sure.
And I see there's a computer screen where I sit at my desk that looks at me, and yeah. I can kind of feel someone's eyes boring into the side of my head, and I turn around and go, oh, it's Colm on his computer screen picture, yes, staring at me. So thanks for constantly just being in my mind.
My promo, my big, I have one grin smile for promo, and once I get my mouth into that shape, I can hold it for 20 minutes of a photo call.
Wow, so that's impressive.
Yeah, but I really mean it in that one. That's promoting our podcast.
Of course. Yeah, of course. A few scoops. We'll get to that. But now we're talking about a book, because you're not a man who sits around and does nothing. I'll say that to you.
No.
Your eighth book?
Yes, a huge constant fear of running out of money.
Yes, there has to be ways.
The self-employed
diversified
part.
Income streams, yeah. I believe is what they call it.
I'll be on my deathbed going, I could be earning. During this. How much is this costing me?
Yeah. Gallivanting with words, how the Irish speak English. And I love this as a subject because I think it's really important. The stuff that we take for granted, yes, as Irish people, the conversations that we have, the phrases that we use, that are often, it's only when they're pointed out,
yeah,
by usually someone who speaks English from a different country and goes, what are you talking about?
Yes. Like, what do you mean, giving out stink?
Yeah, giving out stink, exactly.
You should get that looked at.
There are so many phrases and idioms and words that have come from Irish. But I saw a TikTok recently of a guy, an American guy, who had spent a couple of years in Ireland, whatever, and he was just walking down the road and he was talking and he's saying, like, you know, one of the craziest things for me when I first came here, I was trying to understand everybody, was people were after doing
things.
Like, I'd say, hey, you going to go grab some food? I'm only after eating.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're at? And you think about it, to us, that is so simple.
Yeah.
That's so straightforward. Yeah, sure, I'm only after eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That literally led in one, I don't think it's an urban myth, I think it's some anecdote from somebody in a J1 where an American said to two Irish students, are you after some dinner? Meaning, do you want some dinner? And they said, no, not yet. And so they got no dinner. Because they thought he meant, are you just had your dinner?
Just had your dinner.
So
yeah.
That led directly to human suffering.
This is the problem.
We can't take this for granted.
No,
this is important.
We can't. So gallivanting with words, what is it about, like, when is the idea for this book, what is it about the words in Irish English that appeal to you?
Well, there's a couple of inspirations. One is, weirdly, the opposite, where what we think of as an Irish word pops up in a very American context, which was 2020, there was Time magazine, and they had a tweet which said, has the pandemic bollocksed up your sleep cycle? And then you go looking, and then you find some CNN pundit accusing, this is back 2018, 2019, accusing Trump's press secretary of bollocksing up that statement. And
wow.
And so it is a word that crossed the Atlantic at the same time, maybe, that it crossed the Irish Sea, because it comes from England originally. So that word went over there. That means to mess up. It doesn't mean anything testicular.
No.
And in England, a bollock is a small ball. Mm. Och means little. So
right.
Hillock.
Hillock, yeah.
Ruddock means a little red person,
okay, right,
and all that kind of thing. But that just got me thinking about the way words travel and the way they keep the meaning they had when they crossed, lose some other meaning, and then they're kind of marooned.
Yes.
It's the history that's trapped in little words. you know, and the humble bollocks travels off to America.
All the great
I always say, seeing bollocks in the Time magazine, it's like when you're watching the US Masters and there's a lad in an awfully GA jersey in the crowd.
One of the things you did was, in a beautiful part of the book, is you kind of divided it county by county and gave everyone a chapter. A lovely comment by Colm is the fact that Dublin probably deserves its own chapter, but he's from Cork, so he just decided to give them an extra long section in the chapter instead of giving their own chapter.
Yeah.
But obviously, as a dub myself, what I wondered was, you talk about the different accents. So there's like the proper, what they call, you know, the real Dublin accent, as it were. There's the posher kind of Dort and D4 kind of accent. And then there's another accent. And I just wonder, do I fit into that one? Am I the kind of, I don't have a straight up Dublin accent like that, like, you know what I mean? A lot of people do and talk that way. Hopefully I'm certainly not Dorty about how I talk. But I guess I've got that in between.
That standard one, as I describe it, the accent of people who can remember sugar sandwiches, but whose houses are still worth over a million.
You see, Gallivanting with Words, Colm O'Regan, came out on the 30th of October. Get your hands on it. If you know anybody at all who loves thinking about words, talking about words, and particularly Irish words, get it for them for Christmas. It's absolutely brilliant. Gallivanting with Words. So a few scoops, yourself and Aoife Moore launched this back in the summertime.
That's right.
Back
we're coming up on 6 months.
Fantastic. So talk to me. If someone's listening today and they haven't heard it, what is A Few Scoops about?
It is a news podcast with a proper journalist, Aoife Moore, and then me as providing license for a little bit of light relief and a bit of laughing and bringing in a story that is not as serious. Because the news is serious, hard to take, overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
We're offering 3 or 4 stories talked about. Like, we don't make light of something that's bad.
Of course.
So there's a kind of, the mission is getting people into the habit of listening to news without it depressing them completely, because it's not as long, and we move, you know, we try and have some sort of levity at some point.
And also, there are lots of stories, like you know, a news headline, you know, a brief kind of, in the radio world, top of the hour bulletin can contain 4 or 5 stories.
Yeah.
But there are probably 40 stories to cover. So
that's right.
I guess you can find things as well that haven't been covered, or at least not covered enough, that may well have a slightly more positive angle.
Exactly. Our context. Do you know, we have license maybe to say, if you want to find out more, if this makes you sad, how can you help?
Yeah.
So it's just giving people foothold in the news, and we'll keep it moving. And, the, you know, the expression, if you feel like you don't do news, news does you. Because if you switch off from the big news, you'll also switch off from the local news. You won't vote locally. And then suddenly something's happened in your local area and you don't know who the councillor is. You don't know anything about it. You don't know how it happened. Because we all switch off, and it's completely understandable. And we do it at different stages in life as well, too.
Yep.
People with small children, you know, they're very narrow. I remember it. I didn't watch the news much. It was like, the news was a poo.
I was
a minister. Like, you know, a minister taking credit for a poo, texting my wife going, she's done a poo. I'm pleased to announce the delivery of 2 billion. 2 billion's worth of poo.
No, it's true. I do a thing on my Instagram where, like, I do lovely things, it's called. And all it is basically is I firmly believe that there's a whole lot more good news in the world than there's bad news. But obviously, you know, we are conditioned to focus on and be triggered by, and the clicks happen when the bad news is put out there. So as I suppose, look, you know, shouting into the wind and whatever, but like I just go every now and again and go, do you know what? I'm just going to put up the last 15 or 20 really good things I saw around the world. And it could be a dog got home from a rescue centre.
Yeah.
A long lost brother was
dog
reunited.
Dog expert here. Dogs in that dog is distressed. You know, it's kind of
thankfully, I get very little of that, and I pay much attention to it, but it is, it's just a collection every now and again.
Yeah.
I just go, do you know what, have that, cleanse your timeline, have a bit of that. So I suppose in a sense your podcast is straddling those camps where it's going, no, hang on, we can deal with the arguably or unarguably terrible things that are happening, but we'll give you context and we'll give you lightness and we'll give you other ways of consuming this that isn't simply oh my god, everything's the worst it's ever been.
Yeah, and we'll do one good news story at the end, and sometimes the good news story might be sports related, and also the listeners send in their good news as well. But what I find with good news is you have to emphasize to people, good news is slower and more boring because it's the work of lots of people tipping away. But when you go, I get at least 2 different feeds of good news newsletters. One is called Fix the News, and it sends in stuff. And initially I was like, but, and then it was, no, it's real. Like this particular thing that it's telling me about, like, you think everything's terrible, but, there's more young people in school than there ever was before.
Sea turtles are no longer endangered.
Yes, like, exactly.
These are brilliant bits of news.
And sometimes the thing about the bad news is some stuff's getting worse, and also some stuff is that we're more aware about it. So it was already there.
Yes. And what will you focus on next? I presume, like all authors, you're already bubbling whatever book 9 is going to be.
I don't know.
Oh,
I
good.
Mean, see how this does.
Yeah, yeah, let this one breathe.
Yeah, let things breathe. Grow the podcast. What I'd love to do, I need to work out though a way of making this into a show that isn't just Colm doing lists of words.
Sure,
but what
sure.
I'd love to do is get into a situation where you travel around and people in advance would submit their words for the area.
Very good.
And then you would kind of, that would become part of the show. But I also need a bit of a something to go with it. So I'm kind of, that's what I'm sort of thinking about.
I like it.
And so if anybody wants to help me with that, any directors, because it just needs a bit of something. So
yeah.
I won't rush into it. Got a good book, but book is not the same
bones.
As a show, as you
no,
know yourself.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, Gallivanting with Words, Colm O'Regan's book is brilliant. How the Irish Speak English. Pick it up. You will not be disappointed. Colm, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.